It's time for another fun fact, and this week we're headed back to the Magic Kingdom. Yay! For once, we're not headed to Liberty Square, but we're headed close to Liberty Square, because we're headed to Frontierland.
Okay.
You know, home of the Rootin'
Tootin'. This has become a fun game for me.
Okay, the fun game?
My brain, like when you say Frontierland, my brain is like trying to name and locate all the things in Frontierland.
Trying to work through all the things in Frontierland. This one's going to be hard for you to guess. Because it's going to be hard for me to give you stuff without you just I will be impressed if you have noticed this before, because it's something in Frontierland.
Okay.
It's not an attraction it's something for you to notice. And it's a building that you wouldn't expect to see. You wouldn't immediately expect to see in Frontierland. So, are there any buildings that stand out to you as being in Frontierland that you didn't immediately expect to see in Frontierland?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. What if I told you it was a building for getting your clothes cleaned in Frontierland?
No. Okay. Now you've definitely lost me.
Okay. So,
getting your clothes clean?
Yeah. Not actually getting your clothes, but, you know, kind of like so many other things. It's a storefront that is a Chinese laundry.
Huh.
Yeah, because there's a Chinese laundry.
No, I've never noticed that.
Yeah. I can't even count the number of times that I've been in Frontierland, and I never, like, legitimately, when I saw this fact, I went, nah. That's someone trying to pull my leg. Or, you know, that's Frontierland at, like, Disneyland Paris or something like that. But no, there is legitimately a Chinese laundry at Frontierland in Magic Kingdom. And what's even better, as far as the Brad should have noticed this thing before, is like, you know, the big blue building, the big blue entrance for Pecos?
Yeah.
It is right down the, like, two, one and a half, one buildings right down from that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's a very skinny building, and it just says Chinese laundry around the window on the second story, and then the first story is just a door. And of course, again, it's closed. It's just a facade front, but it's a Chinese laundry in Frontierland, which doesn't immediately sound like what you would expect to find in Frontierland, right?
No.
Okay, but. It, you know,
the whole, like, even just having a fake facade like that is not something I would expect to find in Frontierland.
Yeah, well, that they've got one. They've got one, and it's a Chinese laundry. But apparently it's because you started to see Chinese laundries pop up in San Francisco and a lot of the frontier areas. There were a lot of Chinese immigrants at that time, and there were a lot of Chinese laundromats that were open in many of these towns, again, especially San Francisco and stuff like that. In this time period, so a Chinese laundry does actually fit in with that time period.
It's historically accurate.
So, yeah. Again, it's kind of, it definitely fits on the small thing side of fun facts, I think. But I like it because, number one, again, I've been in Frontierland I don't know how many times and have never even noticed it. And number two, it's another one of those, it's really easy to overlook, but once you notice it and then recognize that, oh yeah, that actually does make sense in the period. And they actually took the time to think about something that would be a little bit not immediately. And I don't know, maybe everybody else is listening to this going, "Gah, how did he not know?" But I didn't immediately think of, why is there a Chinese laundry? Like I said, because I immediately went, because I've seen plenty of facts on the internet that are not so factual when I go through and research them. But yeah, sure. This is legitimately a thing. There is a Chinese laundry in Frontierland, like right down the road from the entrance to Pecos Bill.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So next time you're there, you can go and find the Chinese laundry and go take a picture in front of the Chinese laundry and say, "Hey, I actually knew that this existed because I listened to Fun Facts."
And it's funny that you brought up Liberty Square, because this is kind of the same. This is the same type of kind of, you know, fun trivia fact thing, as, you know, the roads in Liberty Square
or the different architectures.
Numbers on the doors. Yeah, this is the same type of thing where it's just this like little historically accurate touch that really doesn't, you know, in the grand scheme of things matter. You know, you and I, who have been there many, many, many times, have never even noticed that it's there. And maybe that's right, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. It's just supposed to be a thing that's there that you don't notice because it historically fits in. But
right,
because
it's supposed to be atmospheric.
Right. It is funny that you brought Liberty Square up because I think those two Liberty Square fun facts we've had were very, very much like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely in the same vein of, again, kind of a small thing, but a cool thing to me anyway, once you notice that it is there. So again, next time you're there, go and find the Chinese Laundry and go, if you've been to Frontierland before, very likely go, how did I miss that this was here the first time? But again, maybe you already knew that was there. And you're thinking, well, I already knew about that, but you haven't talked about this. And if you want me to talk about that, you're going to have to let me know. So you can tweet us at MTM Podcast or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can visit us at our home at the web, missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.